coming to you live on Cloud Hub Channel 115. Thank you for joining me. Get you caught up on the news and mostly about Q. Q has been very busy. Sorry I'm late on the broadcast. I had to get some screenshots of Q's post. He was posting right before I went live, so I apologize for that. You know what? We got President Trump. He's going to be live around 7 o'clock Eastern tonight. Don't want to waste too much time, so let's jump into the Q posts. And this was from last night, and I didn't get a chance to cover it in my previous update. So Q posted a link to a tweet by Laura Ingraham and said, "The world is waking up, virus or election." Here's a tweet from Laura Ingraham. "President needs to say this in every speech. We know CNN and MSNBC will not tell you this COVID truth." This is a retweet from Adam Creighton. U.S. government last week, and this is a link to a CDC government coronavirus report. Government last week updated the survival rates of people if they're infected with COVID. If you're age 0 to 19, you have a 99.997% chance of surviving. If you are in your between 20 and 50, you have a 99.98%. If you're 50 to 69, 99.5%. Over 70 years old, 94.6%. And Q said, "World is waking up, virus or election." Well, mostly about the election, I think. Q posted a graphic this morning. And it's one we've seen before on the right-hand side here. This graphic shows the FBI chain of command for the Bureau's investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails. And so you've got Comey at the top, and then you've got Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. You've got Bill Priestap, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, other people that are involved in the chain of command. And so Q has all these people fired. And then we've got over here, Sally Moyer, Track, Kevin Kleinsmith, cooperating witness, FBI attorney, right? So people either fired or cooperating witnesses. So Q then posted a link to a Fox News article. We'll look at that in a second. And said tracking events. Now this is in relation to Q's post from last week where he said track events from September 21st to 25th. Well, today's the 24th, so we've been tracking these events. The scope of the investigation of Durham's investigation exceeds illegal spy campaign. So a lot of people have been under the impression, I've been under the impression, that Durham, U.S. Attorney Durham, was only investigating Spygate. But Q is saying no, his scope exceeds that. And for a U.S. attorney, anytime that a U.S. attorney starts investigating one crime, if they find other related crimes, they have a responsibility to investigate them. So this whole thing is a big ball of yarn, and everything's connected. So then Q writes, why is Durham's scope larger than just Spygate? FBI, 7th floor, the team was removed and terminated. 7th floor is no more. So a lot of these people, the corrupt people at the top of the FBI, they've been removed. Q's asking, why is it normal? What other investigations by the same team touch on those same issues? And what investigations would they have an ability to alter the outcome? So the same people that investigated Hillary Clinton's email scandal also investigated President Trump in the Russia investigation. Those same people were involved in a number of other investigations. And when the FBI and the DOJ wanted a particular outcome, those were the people they put on the investigation. So Q asks, how are other investigations bridged to illegal spy campaign? We're going to be looking into that, probably finding out more about how these other investigations that seem unrelated are actually connected. Bigger than you can imagine. There's a reason why this was leaked today. The election infection cannot stop what is coming. Q. So there is a reason why Brooke Singman was leaked this information about Huber's investigation. Actually, is now encroaching into issues related to the Clinton Foundation. So this is the report today. Aspects of U.S. Attorney John Huber's investigation into the Clinton Foundation have been assumed by U.S. Attorney John Durham as part of his review into the origins of the Russia probe. So people are wondering, why haven't we heard anything from Huber about the Clinton Foundation? Well, because it's connected to what Durham is doing, and they're not going to unseal indictments until they've got this all wrapped up. So this is kind of turning into what it was, two investigations, Huber and Durham. It looks like now it's becoming one larger investigation. In previous posts, Q has indicated that the 470 people who work for the Inspector General at the DOJ, they have been cooperating in this investigation as well. So it may take a little bit more time for us to know the extent of this investigation. The corruption is massive. So in a non-posted in response, hey Q, Red October coming. Q said, make your depth 50 feet, zero bubble, Q. All right. So with submarines, they typically have a periscope that is about 50 feet in length, in height. So when a submarine wants to surface and they come to periscope depth, they're going to be at about 50 feet below sea level. Q has been talking lately about Red October, Rig for Red. Rig for Red specifically is a submarine command when a submarine is going to surface and come to periscope depth. Q has posted Running Red, right? So this is all, I think there's all allusions to Red October, which is coming. Zero bubble is a submariner term. When you want your submarine not to be inclined with the nose up or down, you want the bubble, like if it was a level, to be zero. So the submarine is going to be traveling at a continuous depth below the level of the water. That's what zero bubble means, basically. All right, so in Anon, I posted a screenshot of a tweet by Doug Collins. And it's a picture of Durham. And the caption is, you can't hide from the truth, Durham is coming. And then the Anon reposted Q and said, let the truth be told. So Q responded, it's the only way. And Anon posted, familiar meme, President Trump, the hunt is on, hunters become the hunted. Q reposted that. And then this is an interesting post. It says, it is that photo from taken from inside Air Force One. We got Dan Scavino, we've got Hope Hicks, we've got Mark Meadows to our right, and then over on the left, we've got Stephen Miller. And on the screen, we've got John Roberts from Fox News and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So this picture was taken recently. Q writes, never forget those in the background, Q. So people are, you know, trying to interpret what this means. What person in the background are we looking for? I think the interpretation is this. This Anon said, Anons, it's not who you see, it's who you don't see. Well, who took the picture? Did Q take the picture? Did President Trump take the picture? All right, here's the most important thing. That is a real nice, unique, never before published picture you got there, Q. So if you do searches on TinEye, and if you do Google search, a reverse search for this image, there are no returns. This image has never been posted on the internet before. It's an original. So why is Q posting original images from inside of Air Force One? Well, maybe because Q is inside of Air Force One. Interesting thought. All right. And Anon posted this. It's a screenshot of a tweet from Technofog referencing an article by Adam Goldman, New York Times. Report on the Dermot, reviewing the Clinton Foundation investigation. FBI agents and managers sought to seek a subpoena of documents related to the Clinton Foundation. Top DOJ criminal division officials denied their request. So Technofog asked, did Andrew Weissman deny the subpoena? In 2016, he led the fraud section of the Department of Justice, right? So Q replied to that and said, it's a picture of this Department of Justice airliner, which many of us were asking Q about when this first surfaced in 2018. And Q wrote, "The timing can be derived from the picture. Anons have always known. Have faith in your research, Q." And the file name on the image is 2018-08-09-10-H-3153. Well, the relevance of this date is this. John Basham, who follows Q, posted this. He tweeted this out on the 9th of October. Yesterday, 8-8-18, the Justice Department had a Boeing 757-223 tail number. Here's your tail number, N119NA. In Little Rock, Arkansas, a local radio station reported that DOJ employees were loading boxes of documents into the plane. Important to note that the Clinton Foundation was located, had an office in Little Rock. They also have an office in New York. So then this interesting, John Basham here, he said, tracked the flight path and the registration of that Department of Justice airplane back from Little Rock back to the DC area. So I think what Q is getting at here is the fact that we were looking at this, we were all asking, you know, did the DOJ go and pick up documents in 2018 when Jeff Sessions was the Attorney General? And it looks like, yes, they did. Even though in 2016, when the subpoenas were, when the FBI asked for subpoenas to get the documents and they were turned down in 2018 under Sessions, it looks like those documents were picked up. I think that's what Q is getting at. All right, Q posted a link to a tweet by the president and asked, tracking events. This is the latest tweet by the president. Trump was right, explosive new FBI techs detail internal furor over handling of Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Newly disclosed internal FBI notes and text messages detail the extent of the FBI's desire to take Trump down and his associates at any cost. So I've just got a couple of screenshots here. FBI employees actually took out professional liability insurance. These are texts that were released, and they were released, and they were presented as evidence by Sidney Powell in General Flynn's case. All right, so this is all relative to General Flynn and his case. This information was presented in court, and that's why we're looking at it now. "We all went and purchased professional liability insurance," one agent texted on January 10, 2017, the same day CNN leaked details that then-President-elect Trump had been briefed by Comey about the bogus Steele dossier. "Holy crap," an agent responded, "all analysts too." Right, so that's one of the drops here. The other one is that the FBI used national security letters to spy on General Flynn's finances. Here's a quote from a text. "We have some loose ends to tie up, and we all need to meet to discuss what to do with each case," he said, "shut down Razor." Crossfire Razor was the name of the investigation of General Flynn. One agent texted referring to Crossfire Razor, the FBI's code name for General Flynn. This agent said, "So glad they're closing Razor," an agent responded. All right, some of them were glad they were closing that investigation because they had never found anything. They had not found anything on Flynn, and they were tired of having this investigation open. All right. "New disclosures made by the Department of Justice also showed the FBI used so-called national security letters to spy on Flynn's finances. Unlike traditional subpoenas, which require judicial review and approval before authorities can seize an innocent person's property information, national security letters are never independently reviewed by courts," one of the agents noted in a text message, that the national security letters were just being used as a pretext by FBI leadership to buy time to find dirt on Flynn after the investigation of him yielded no derogatory information. So you have all these texts here about the national security letters. And then Q posted this, 3 asterisks or 3 stars, and this usually is an indication, it's a wink to General Flynn. He was a 3-star general. And Q said, "Not long now." So we are hoping General Flynn is going to be cleared of these charges pretty soon. Hopefully Judge Sullivan will drop the case. Q posted a link to a tweet by Technofog. These people are stupid. Pandemic, dem panic, Q. All right, so Technofog has a thread on these new texts that were released. Here's some quotes. So glad they're closing Crossfire Razor. Disagreement with getting Flynn's financials. We didn't find anything. This investigation is a nightmare. After Obama White House meeting, Razor is going to stay open. So there's the thread. And Q then posted, Midnight Riders Ride, Information Warfare. And that gets us caught up to Q and the news for today. I don't have a whole lot more other than that. It looks like Q has not posted since we started this broadcast about 10 or 15 minutes ago. So that gets us caught up. President Trump, I believe, is on his way to, he actually should be in North Carolina. I believe he's got a rally tonight. Should be on around 7 o'clock Eastern. So I'm going to jump off of here. You might want to check it out. I will post the Periscope link on my Twitter feed for the rally tonight. That's all. Thank you for joining me. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the Secret Service and the military in prayer. And I will catch you on the next broadcast. All right. Be sure to tune in. See President Trump.